The only other thing is there's a paper going to Strategic Policy and Resources tomorrow on the next version of the Community Investment Fund, which we didn't run last year because of COVID, but there's £600,000 of funds being spread across the 12 council wards aimed at tackling inequalities. So it will be, put my paper away, but there'll be a list of the type of criteria about things like mental health and well-being, skills, employability skills, that type of thing, for local projects by ward, which the action partnerships will adjudicate, if you like, and decide on any awards that will come. We're looking to streamline it. I'm assuming it will get approved tomorrow, but we're looking to try and streamline the process. Part of the problem before was that it took a while, if you like, between submitting your application, getting it approved, getting it verified by the committee and paid out. So we've kind of curtailed that a wee bit and just accept that the action partnerships can decide how to do the money. So once they've considered an application and agreed amount, it we should just get paid out straight away. And we have, if it's approved tomorrow, there'll be £43,500 for the Highland ward to distribute.
So, is there any significant changes from 2 years ago, John?
I think we're trying to sort of align the criteria a bit more with some of the more, the corporate priorities for Perth and Kinross Council. But the principle is still the same. It will be for tackling inequalities, action partnerships, which are the three elected members plus a representative from each of the community councils in the Highland Ward. We'll consider the applications and then decide how best to use the money that we have.
So Avril was doing this for us. So Avril's obviously disappeared off the radar a little bit in the last year and a half or so. I could ask her, does she want to keep doing this particular thing? If not, then I guess one of the rest of us should, by right, do this. You wouldn't like another job, would you, Mary?
Doing what? Doing.
So there's this thing called the Action Partnerships. They distribute about, is it £54,000, £45,000?
43 and a half, I think it'll be the same round. What happens, Mary, obviously we might take in, I don't know, 12 or 15 applications. We just have to read them, understand what they're looking for, and then we sit, discuss them, and
Decision.
decide on, whether we should give them all the money, some of the money, none of the money, and just try and make best use of the funds that we might have available. But we try and make sure there's a representative from each of the eight areas so that there's a kind of consensus across the Highland area as to where the money should be spent. It's usually, apart from reading the papers and getting yourself up to speed, it usually takes, I don't know, a couple hours, I would think, of a meeting to try and decide. It doesn't have to be decided tonight, in fairness. It'll not be, it'll probably be, I can't, I need to have a quick look at the paper to see when the ward panels meet in September. So.
So we have to nominate somebody to represent this community council area. So that person can be a community councillor, or we can just nominate someone who might be interested.
Well, I consider it, Victor, if Avril's not wanting to do it. I haven't got a huge amount of spare time, but if it's not too, if it's reading and then a meeting, couple of hours meeting every so often, I would manage that. But
Yeah, it would just be the one round of funding. So,
right.
it's one.
Yes, indeed. But see what Avril says, if because it may be that she just you know, getting back into up to speed after, you know, the, you know, with the pandemic and so on. So
is anybody else on the community council interested in this?
If no one else wants to do it, I don't mind. Kind of ties in with Griffin and micro grants and other things that, you know, because then you kind of get a good picture of overall who's been well represented and who isn't, because then you kind of see the different groups that come up and the ones that don't are the ones that come up time and time again, and kind of get a good overall. But I'm happy for Avril or Mary to do it. If nobody else wants to do it, then I'm happy to do it.
Right, I'll check with Avril. I think it's always good to kind of spread the load and bring extra people in. So, you know,
definitely.
I think, and it's the it's a good fun, Mary, because it sometimes picks up little initiatives that maybe, you know, the likes of Griffin might not pick up. So it, you know, so the, you know, anyone who's good at applying for money and, you know, used to the funding game, you know, they tend to find money elsewhere.
That's right, they do.
But sometimes this sometimes can pick up little things that are below the radar a little bit.
Yeah.
So I would see some of them as more, well, not more, but yeah, I mean, some of them definitely deserve their money.
Yeah.
And you would be expected to try and make decisions about applications from, you know, Rannoch, Pitlochry, Blairathol, Balnoig. It's not just Aberfeldy or even places that can access Griffin money. Could be Glenlyon or whatever. So
it's wide.
It's the whole of Highland Perthshire, effectively.
Though I can see Lorraine's point about having an overview. You know, if you're dealing with other applications and Griffin and so on, it'd be interesting to have that that comparison with who's
applying. Yeah, it's also, as you say, sometimes it's the same groups who always get the money, and you kind of have a bit of an insight as to be that, well, they're supported there and there. So for the community partnership, it's nice to support the other groups as well that don't very often come up.
Absolutely.
Okay, is that you done? Thank
That's
you.
That's me. Yep.
That you done, John?
Yep.